6 bids were submitted for the reconstruction of the Fenice. One, entered by Ferrovial of Madrid, was disqualified immediately because it lacked a mandatory anti-mafia letter for one of its subcontractors. Anti-mafia letters were documents stamped by the police, confirming that a check of the criminal database had turned up no mob connections for the company, either past or present. Despite furious protests that it had indeed submitted such a letter, Ferrovial's application was rejected. 5 candidates remained. The results of the competition were announced on June 2, 1997, a year and a half after the fire. No one was surprised when Agnelli's Impregilo was declared the winner. Holtzmann Romagnoli had come in second. Curiously, however, the breakdown of scores revealed that Aldo Rossi's design had been judged the best. Impregilo had earned enough points to take first place by promising to finish 2 months earlier than Holtzmann Romagnoli and at a cost of $45 million, $4 million less. Despite his disappointment, Francesco Domosto seemed in good spirits when I encountered him on the street a few days later. The losing bidders all have the right to examine the bid that finished just above them in the competition, he said, so I'm going to have a look at Impregilo's bid. I'm on my way to the prefecture now. I don't think I'm allowed to take anybody in with me, but if you'd like to come along, I'll ask. I accompanied Domosto to the prefecture, the huge Renaissance palace formerly known as Palazzo Corner della Ca Grande, and we learned that, indeed, he alone would be admitted to view the Fenice bid materials. A porter ushered him into storage rooms on the ground floor, and I contented myself with a walk upstairs and a tour of the magnificent rooms of state on the Grand Canal. Half an hour later, we met again downstairs. Francesco had a strange look on his face. I could not tell whether he was amused, perplexed, worried, or angry. What did Impregilo design for the new space? I asked. When I saw it, he said, I didn't believe it. I thought, this cannot be true. They had nothing. They left it blank.